Well, I think a lot of people have, and you look at the odds, no team has ever come back from 3-0 down in an NBA playoff series to win that series. And if you've watched the games, you've seen them lose by double digits in every single game. So there really is no reason for fans or anyone to have some hope. But I can tell you there is some hope in the locker room. Those guys aren't going to quit. And this is a team that has battled adversity all year. And they're gonna fight tonight. And they're gonna go down to the end thinking they got a chance to win this.
Have you seen them today?
Like, I did go to practice. We went to shoot around this morning and talked to Gordon Hayward after practice, Quinn Snyder, Rudy Gobert. And that's the attitude. And I think there was a little bit of annoyance when they started getting – big picture questions,
like,
talking about,
why are you asking me this?
How do you feel about the season? You guys look big picture on what this series can help you do. We're still in it. We still have a shot. So they believe they can win. They have the right attitude. And, you know, the odds are very, very not good, and they're almost insurmountable, but there's no quit in this team.
Will they fill the place tonight?
Absolutely. It's the Warriors. It's the playoffs. The fans here, for those that aren't familiar, are new to Utah, fans here are loyal. And they're intense, and they're into it. We haven't had a playoff series win in Utah in 7 years. And so even though it doesn't look good, they're going to come out and enjoy it and try to give the Warriors some grief and make it hard for them to win this game.
So if they win this one game tonight on the home court, is that a moral victory that they're taking it back to Oakland for a game five?
Absolutely. You're not going to get swept. So you have the pride issue there, where you're not gonna have that happen to you, and you leave fans with a good taste in their mouth the last time they see them. If it is this year, the last game, and it doesn't come back for game six, then you leave fans with a win over the best team in NBA. Some say maybe the best team ever assembled in NBA history.
I've heard that this week.